welcome to episode 24 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and today I want to offer five of my favorite classic authors whose books will help you grow deeper in your faith. Let's dive in. Now, before we start, I want to tell you that this episode is brought to you by Bravehearted Personal Discipleship. This is the new discipleship training that launches this fall on the Ellerslie campus, and I have the joy and privilege of teaching in it. If you are interested in growing deeper in your faith and discovering a Christianity that actually works, I encourage you to check out the information about the Bravehearted Personal Discipleship Program by visiting braveheartedchristian.com. Now for today's episode. Now, if you know me, you know that I'm a huge book fanatic. I love to read. Ever since I was a little kid, I used to love having a book in my hand. In fact, I have a library of several hundred titles, and even though I've gotten a little bit more digital over these last few years, I still love to hold a rich, good classic book in my hands. Just the other day, I was walking through my library, and I was reminiscing of all these great authors and books that have had a huge impact on my life. And I realized it'd be kind of fun for an episode to give you or to share with you five of my favorite authors that have not only made an impression upon my life, but I really am convinced can help you grow deeper in your walk with Jesus Christ. Now, I'm only going to give you five, but there are many, many authors who could have easily made this list. But I had to start somewhere. So if you're looking for a great book to read this summer by someone who not only wrote about the deeper Christian life, but someone who also lived it, well then, I would encourage you to start with these five authors that I'm going to recommend to you. Now, I'm also going to suggest a book of theirs that you can get started with. In other words, several of these authors have written lots and lots of books, so at least this is a great starting point if you want to start to wade into their writing. So, as not to have a bias, I'm going to do this alphabetically by their first names. So, here are the five authors that I think will help you grow in your faith. Number one. Andrew Murray. Wow, I absolutely adore Andrew Murray. Andrew Murray's written dozens and dozens and dozens of books throughout the course of his life. He was a minister down in South Africa, and he just had substance. In fact, one of the things I love about Andrew Murray is that his writing is really simplistic and yet profound. In other words, as you read it, you're just like, wow, yeah, that's so easy to understand, and yet his words just deepen you or just draw you into the deeper waters of the Christian life. If you want a great place to start with Andrew Murray, I would highly suggest his book, Absolute Surrender. Now, as a close runner-up, I'd also suggest his book, Humility, but both of them are absolutely stunning and has had a huge impact on my life. Number two, A.W. Tozier. Tozier has just a pithy way of saying things. He lived back in the mid-1900s, and he was just really sharp on this idea of what does true Christianity look like. In fact, as he was examining his culture around him, he was looking at the entertainment and just some of the stuff that even today was just exploded in the church. And he said, hey, this is a dangerous direction that we're heading in. And he was constantly calling the church back to Jesus Christ and a foundation upon the Word of God. Now, a lot of his books are actually his sermons that have been made into book form. And recently, James Snyder, who's one of his biographers and someone who knows just a lot about A.W. Tozier, has been releasing these new books of A.W. Tozier's works. They are absolutely stunning. I love reading Tozier. You're just hearing a man of God who just had substance. A.W. Tozier actually only wrote a few key books before he died. And then again, obviously, a lot of his books are his sermons. But if you're going to start somewhere with A.W. Tozier, I would encourage you to start with his classic, The Pursuit of God. It talks about this idea of what does it mean to be a Christian who is desirous and aggressively pursuing Jesus Christ. My third recommendation, my third author for you is E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds was this great preacher, minister back during the Civil War era. And what E.M. Bounds is most known for is his collection of books on the topic of prayer. He knew how to pray. And he has some of the best works on prayer ever written. if you really want to deepen your prayer life and understand what does it mean to really have and live this idea of intercession, I would encourage you to read E.M. Bounds. In fact, the book that I'd probably recommend for you to read first is his book, Power Through Prayer. My fourth recommendation is one of my all-time favorite people in Christian history, Major Ian Thomas. Now, Ian Thomas was a British guy. He lived in England and started the Torchbearers Ministry. But man, Ian Thomas just had a passion for Jesus Christ. In fact, every answer that he had for any issue of the day was, that needs Jesus. That needs Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And Ian Thomas's insights into the Word are really just amazing. And some of the ways that he ties how Jesus is revealed in the Old Testament is breathtaking the first time I read it. Now, of Ian Thomas's works, he doesn't have a lot of books, but there's this neat book that has basically two of his books in one volume. And it's called The Saving Life of Christ and The Mystery of Godliness. And it's a purplish book. And if you can find it, I encourage you to buy that version because you actually get two books in one. So I'm kind of cheating here. I'm giving you two recommendations. But The Saving Life of Christ and The Mystery of Godliness. Two incredible books by Major Ian Thomas. And my last recommendation is Oswald Chambers. Oswald Chambers is, I consider actually Oswald Chambers a close friend of mine. Now, I never met him. Obviously, he died far before I was ever born. But Oswald Chambers just had a special relationship with Jesus Christ. In fact, he was one of these men who he longed for a greater relationship. He longed for the deeper stuff. And finally, one day, once he actually obtained it, it just radically changed his life. He used to travel across America and in England and just preaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, almost all of his writings actually came because of his wife. And his wife was a person who would do shorthand, and she learned how to do shorthand kind of stuff. And what's amazing is she could do shorthand with a pencil faster than someone could speak. In other words, what Oswald Chambers would often do is as he was preaching or as he was teaching, that his wife would sit there and she would literally dictate every single word that he would say, and then she would go back and then she would type it up later. So a lot of the books that we have of Oswald Chambers is actually his wife's work, where she was taking what he was saying and then she would actually type it out. And before he died, he actually helped edit some of that. But after he had died, she just released just tons of his writings, and they are really, really wonderful to read. Now, what he's best known for is a collection of his writings called My Utmost for His Highest. And it's basically it's just a collection of some of his other books in smaller chunked form that you can read one for every single day of the year. And if you're going to start somewhere, I'd probably recommend you to start there. Now, whether you want to read it as a daily reading plan or whether you just want to just read them as you have time or just work through it slowly, his wisdom is profound. And when you begin to realize that everything he's saying is coming back to intimacy and relationship with Jesus Christ, it just truly opens up his work in a phenomenal way. Now, these are just five of the many authors who have had a profound influence on my life. And I would encourage you, if you were looking this summer just to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus Christ and not let it grow stale and really pursue him, not only spend time in the Word, obviously that's the primary, but I would encourage you to be reading books by these classic authors who just was constantly pushing people unto Jesus Christ. So there they are, five recommended authors: Andrew Murray, A.W. Tozer, E.M. Bounds, Ian Thomas, and Oswald Chambers. And I would encourage you to read anything by them. It really will deepen your faith and your love for Jesus Christ. Now, I said I only give you five, but let me just give you three bonus ones in case you just want a few more to kind of read through this summer. I love the writings of Charles Spurgeon. He's really profound. He's really rich, but he's constantly drawing everyone's focus unto Jesus Christ. Most of his writings is actually his sermons that he preached, but even those are so pithy with truth. I would highly encourage you to read those. Also, Amy Carmichael is one of my favorite people to read. She is really she just says it like it is. She is really intense, and I love reading Amy Carmichael, especially her book, If and God's Missionary. And the other one I would just highly recommend is Leonard Ravenhill. Leonard Ravenhill was a fiery preacher, a revivalist from yesteryear. He had a passion for revival, a passion for prayer and intercession. And his works, his writings are just really seeped and soaked in times of prayer and seeking Jesus. So actually, those are 8 recommended authors if you want some great reading this summer to help you stay focused on Jesus Christ and to dive deeper into the Word of God. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, including links to all the books and authors that I mentioned on Amazon, and by the way, if you use the links that I have in the show notes to buy the book through Amazon, Amazon will actually donate a portion of that cost that you're already going to pay to Deeper Christian. So for the same cost of the book that you would pay anyway, you can actually support the ministry of Deeper Christian by using these links, and Amazon will donate to Deeper Christian. So for those show notes, including those links, please visit deeperchristian.com/24 for episode number 24. Well, thanks for joining us today. Until next time, know I'm cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.